TCBR, your local community radio podcasts.
Rachel Gallagher reporting on behalf of TCBR, that's Thurrock Community Business Radio, and I'm here at Graves Library. It is the annual local authors fair, and there's lots of authors here all chatting together, and I'm here with Bumney Darlington, who has written a book, and I'm going to say hello to her. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just noticing you've got this book that you've published, It's called Thriving Together, a self-care guide for families raising unique children. Tell me a little bit about what inspired you to write this book.
I've been working with children with special needs, those who don't have school places, and they've been taught at home. They're called EOTs, educated other than at school.
Yeah.
For about going up to 7 years now. And the common thing I've seen over the years is how parents are struggling.
Yeah.
Children have support, and they get signposted to support services for the children, but there's really nothing for the parents. And also remembering how it was for me when my child was diagnosed with special needs, I just thought I wanted to be the help I didn't have then. And then I put together the different tips and helps tips for parents going through any kind of diagnosis before, after, or during. It's just something to help them work through the whole process, because it's extremely, extremely daunting for parents, and there's no one to hold their hand. So I'm hoping this book is something that can help them when they're confused, help them to de-stress, because also they need to know it's important to take care of themselves in order to be able to take care of those children they have.
Absolutely. So what do you think are the obstacles that parents, what are the major obstacles that parents sort of have?
I think in my opinion, it's they don't have enough relevant information.
Right.
There's all these leaflets and organizations out there, but parents need someone who will show them specifically where to go to for one thing or the other. And also, it's as if we as parents raising children with special needs are struggling, we're fighting the system.
Mm-hmm.
And half the time we're fighting the system, half the time we're trying to help our children, and it gets a lot. So if there was a way we could get more help for parents, if you educate more parents, empower more parents, it reduces the stress on the system as well as the families themselves.
Yeah. Do you think the financial situation, you know, with local authorities, that's not particularly helping either?
It's not helping, but this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, in Thurrock, there's really only one special school, that's Treetop, and there are a lot of children. They have only a handful of speech and language therapists, but there are hundreds of children who need speech and language therapy, and they're all at home. If parents were trained, given the right skills, it would reduce the stress on the system and help parents also support their children to get better outcomes for them.
I think there's always a demand for speech therapists in Thurrock, and there's not enough speech therapists.
There's not enough.
And it's true to say that if you don't get the help that you need at an early age, by the time you get to, 7 or 8, it's too late.
Yeah. Early help is vital, but sadly, when they talk of early help, they are talking of providing support for the child.
Yes.
Early help should include support for the parents.
Parents.
Because parents need to know, I mean, for example, when I'm working in a home, I see this mom or dad, they're overwhelmed, they're tired, they're stressed, they don't know how to cope.
Yeah.
If they have the right tools from the beginning, from an early age for the children, they're able to support alongside any other support services those children have, making the achievement a lot faster for those children.
Yes.
But sadly, parents don't have anything.
No. So your book, which is Thriving Together, where is it available? Where can someone buy it?
It's on my TikTok page, Thriving Horizons. It's also on Amazon.
Yeah.
And people can contact me directly. But either Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, Thriving Horizons.
Oh, brilliant.
Find it.
That's really good. And one last question. So you live in Thurrock.
Yes.
What's the best thing about, for you, living in Thurrock?
I mean, I've lived here for going 21 years. And I think it's just the community. I've always had a good community of people around me. In all the places I've stayed, in Grays, in Chadwell, Tilbury, I've always had a good community of people and wonderful neighbours. So it's just that community feel for me.
Brilliant. Everyone says that, a community. It's that community.
It is,
yeah, that's really good. Well, thank you, Bunny, for talking to me. And it's good to see you here.
Thank you. Thanks. Take care.
TCBR, your local community radio podcasts.